I'm here in Miss Davidson's class with her students who have been working on a project. And will you tell me a little bit about what you've done to get to this point?
Yeah, so we started with doing all the research and basically seeing how the waves were affected and how they were reflected, diffracted, and refracted in like a studio setting. And so basically we're going to be presenting to people and showing them like how this works in a studio setting. And here we have our blueprint, which basically maps out what our studio will look like. And then we will have pictures all around the trifold showing like what it will look like. And then our research will be there also.
Great, thank you. Will you girls tell me a little bit about what your project is and what your goal was with it?
I have to speak into it? Okay, we had to make like a floor plan of like a movie studio, but like each room has to have like different, like we have to explain like the different types of sound waves and light waves that go on and stuff.
And like what materials affect the different waves differently in each room.
Great, thank you. So tell me a little bit about your project and what you're working on.
I'm just working on labeling the floor plan.
And what was your goal with this project and your floor plan?
Basically just to learn about how light and sound waves would work in here.
All right, thank you. All right, so talk a little bit about what you've got here on your project.
Okay, so this is our project for our Waves project. We're building a movie studio and relating certain parts of the studio to the components of waves. So my partners and I, we built a 3D model using a software called SketchUp of the whole movie studio, which is 60,000 square feet, and added all the specific areas we needed, and then populated each area with the furniture or like items needed for each room. For example, in the soundproof suites, you can't have any sound leaking out or coming in. So we added soundproof acoustic tiles to our project, the room in our project. And inside each soundproof editing suite, there's three computers and a small conference table to give it a feel of realism. And then for our dark room, we added black color to the walls because you can't have any light coming in or escaping, or else it could ruin the photographic paper or the film. And then using online resources, I found this pre-made photo editing station, and I added five of those into the dark room to give it a feel of realism of what it could look like in real life.
So you used kind of math and science concepts to help you figure this out?
Yep. Everything we've learned in this class and what we've learned in our math classes, most of us are in like higher level math, so it really helps apply to this project.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.